The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
All or nothing at all. Half of love never appealed to me. If your heart never could yield to me.
No, I love it, I love it.
Then I'd rather.
I'm swinging to the song, Al.
No, but we talked about this on Tuesday.
What's that?
We didn't want the song going too long.
Oh,
they cut us off.
Oh, thank you. Oh, you're so funny. Yeah. This is so 21st century. If you leave a popular song like that on, and what Al was kept, that's why the song dropped for a second. You got to cut it off because we get hit with what. This is what's funny. This is not funny. This is what's sad.
Locked.
You go. Locked. It does. They yeah. will because I. This is what happened. I went to check on the YouTube feed last week. And I would say, it said, Joe Piscopo, the 8 o'clock hour, and we were with so-and-so, and I pressed it. And then it would go to YouTube and say, oh, not available. Why? Because of the residuals of the song that we played. Oh, my God forbid they should pay 2 cents, and we should have that luxury for having YouTube. They cut it off. So now if we let it go over a certain amount of time, you have to pay
residuals. Yeah, so we want to get into the, you know.
And the musicians all deserve every cent
right.
of it.
And but, people are listening to you talk, not. Listen
yeah, to the music, but we got to right. pay for the music.
Right.
And then I
yeah.
said, Frankie, I said, why wasn't all that stuff YouTube wasn't posted? It wasn't us. YouTube just takes it upon themselves to
That's
drop
right.
it off. Greedy, you did, but not.
Well, they're doing that because the artists complain.
Right.
Because they're not getting paid.
And I think there's a good pay. They should just pay the people. They're making a fortune for crying out loud.
I think we should play Piscopo music
oh,
all the time.
Good idea.
And then you can
I love
complain
it.
To YouTube
I love
to get
it.
Cut off because you want to get paid.
Hey, a big shout out to the AFM, the American Federation of Musicians. 7 minutes after 8 o'clock, we worked the gala for the Club of Citizens Foundation on Saturday night. So we went in and it was late. I was on stage after 10 o'clock, 10:15 or so. I was on. Check it out. So and they've been there since. You know, first of all, the group, the governors, and everybody that work at the Club of Citizens Foundation were there all day. But you know, I was there from sound check and right up, and then you're on stage. I had to, and I had Rick Gordon running the band, conducting our music director, who did a great job, as he always does. The band was so awesome. I was so awesome. And that was such a thrill for me. I wanted to give a shout out to the New York Cats, because you know when you get New York Cats and they play. And I'm, you know, an entertainer. But, man, when I go with the band, they were just, and I went on Rick's up there. The whole horn section was so great, and they were laughing, and they were smart. The guitar, I could hear the guitar clear as a bell. I wish I had names. The drummer was great, because that's the backbone. The drummer, I'm embarrassed I don't know the names of these cats. And then the piano player, I thought he was older, and I said, you going to be all right? I said, you know, which not something you say to an older person, but anyway, and he was great too. The bass player, the whole band, Rick put. So shout out to Rick Gordon, and particularly to the AFM in New York City, because those cats really understand that music, and we wailed it. When I said sing, 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 we were really on top of that. So a big shout out. I always appreciate great talent. I'm always humbled around great talent, and when you get the best of the AFM, it is really, really very humbling. And thank you for that. By the way, Maria, God bless her, Maria Bartiromo. We're in the middle of a commercial break yesterday doing the parade. And she goes, did you see my Instagram post? And I go, no, I didn't see it. Because I'm really good, but Instagram kind of confuses me because it's my story, your story, his story, her story.
I can't figure it out.
What story? What's the story? I don't know. I don't know.
More people look at the story than they actually do the post on Instagram. I've seen this on stuff that I've posted.
We're not, if it wasn't for me, we'd have, and I will tell you full credit for this, we'd have no social media. We'd have no social media. I've been asking for it for 6 years.
We'd be using stone tablets and hammer, chisel, you know.
So Maria goes, now she wrote the nicest post. She videoed me on the drums Saturday night, Maria Bartiromo.
Right.
Maria Bartiromo. And she goes, and she went on and on. I said, I was so embarrassed when I were in the middle of the parade during a break. And I went, So last night, I made sure I got home and I did comments. I commented back, thank you. It's a blessing, a gift to work with her, a privilege to work with her. She is one of the greatest humans on the planet, Maria Bartiromo. So smart.
Could you find your phone in that expansive suite that you're in? Did it get low?
And Maria never forgets about Brooklyn, New York. She remembers her right in her heart. She has Brooklyn, New York. Mm. So it's great. I need Instagram help. Because then I'm trying to repost that thing.
Right.
Is there anybody here that knows how to do anything in the station social media-wise since Matt Conklin has left? Kara maybe can help me.
Not taken advice at Salem Saram? Give you a free digital workup on your, you know.
Maybe Greg will do that. Maybe Greg will be able to handle it. Okay, I'll check it out.
I do notice on Instagram now, and obviously Instagram is owned by Facebook, and so I think they've changed the algorithm in terms of Instagram of what you see. And
hello.
So
my name is Algorithm.
I've posted stuff in my, on my regular, account. If you follow it, of course you don't. But you post it there, and only like 12
to 15
people.
Today? Are we cohesive today?
No, it's not. And only like 12 or 15 people see it. But if I post it in my story,
12 or 50 people are following. Oh wait, no, kidding, Al. Just kidding. Go ahead.
All right. Anyway, so Frank. If I put,
I wasn't
in my
that interested
story,
either. I got to be honest.
If I, all right.
Don't offend him. He's Italian. He won't talk to us for 7 years. We
light
need
the
out.
Candle. I'll light the candle in here.
What's the point?
So when I put something in my story,
that's the best. I love it.
I get like views 150, 200. Like the number much bigger than it is if I just post it as a regular post.
Okay, so I should do my story. Your story.
Right.
I'm so confused. But it's not. You know what? I am.
You don't follow me. It's all right. Most of the stuff on
Instagram?
Instagram is. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, Instagram is like.
But I do that for my beer cast. I'll post something about who's coming on the show, and only like 5 people will see it. But if I put it in the story, hundreds of people will see it.
I
think more people are accessing the story because
that's what
you can link your story from Instagram to Facebook.
See?
So it's cross promoting.
You know why? Because I did.
It's cohesive. Well, there you go.
You know, it may be because I have like hundreds of views now, and I think it's because I hit my story. You're right.
Right.
Thank you for that. I'm very good tactically. Just show me what to do. I'll do it. But why do they have to make it so dang complicated?
I'll show you, but you have to follow me.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So tell me about the skinny jeans. This is a great Al story.
All right.
12 minutes after 8 o'clock, and Chef Burke will be here. I went to return something. You look great, by the way. Look at him with this fancy. Is this the Untuckit shirt?
This is the Untuckit shirt.
They should be sponsoring us? Okay.
They should be. They sponsor other shows. But anyway, I was returning something at Marshall's the other day after I had gone to the gym, and I saw these pair of jeans. I said, this looks like a nice pair of jeans. They were relatively inexpensive. I picked them up without even trying them on, brought them home. I put them on, not realizing when I put them on that they're skinny jeans. Mm. And my wife goes, they don't look that bad on you. I go, yeah, but I think they're skinny jeans. She goes, no, they're not. So I look in the waistband, and sure enough, in big letters, skinny. So for a fat guy like me, I'll stand up. Here, look.
You
got to get like a
actually,
lower shot on the camera.
You look good.
And they actually don't look bad.
They look good.
No, but if you look in the leg, I gotta back up. See the legs?
What happened to me? Look, I'm
going to because,
up.
You see? They're skinny.
No, but
I'm a fat guy.
No,
I
bad.
Should not be wearing skinny
jeans.
You're
not. You look great.
Look at me.
I think all the work you do in the gym is paying off.
No. Those don't look as bad as
I would hold up
as
a 10. I would hold up to 10 if I can. No. We do that?
But then my wife, in the middle of this.
Can we do like the Olympics? You know, here.
You're giving me a score?
I'm giving you a 10. There's a 10 on those jeans, those skinny jeans.
At best an 8.
But then my. Wow. Anyway, my wife just texted me before in the break.
Uh-oh.
And said, I want to lose this final 10 pounds that I'm trying to lose. What can I do to do it? Now, meanwhile, I've been having a discussion with her all weekend. Why don't you come back to the gym with me? We'll go three days a week. I'll wait till you get home from work, blah, blah, blah. No, she keeps turning it down. So I said, then why don't you do this? I said, we can either go to the gym together or don't eat after a certain time.
Yeah.
The 3 hours before you go to bed, don't eat anything. You'll fast for almost 12 hours.
It's tough, but yes.
And the way your body is now, you'll lose those extra 10 pounds because it's getting colder. She doesn't want to walk outside. Now she goes, all right, now I want to go to the gym with you. I'm like, all right. So you come home from work, we go to the gym. She goes, but isn't Jack going with you? I said, he can go on days that you don't go. It's fine. I try to go 4 or 5 days a week.
I think the rest of them, you know. I tell you, and it's true what Chef Gaetano said. You are doing great.
I'm trying.
It's the
only thing that helps my legs. I went to the reflexologist yesterday. By the way, her son was offended with the Svetlana comment. But
you're kidding me.
Yeah, a little bit.
Isn't that her name, Svetlana?
No, it's Christiane.
What's the difference?
He's a big football guy now. I don't want to mess with the son. So
the
nice
son's
kid.
There while you're getting your Svetlana
No, she
thing?
Told him because she sent me the text, you know, trying to arrange my appointment.
So and I will say, while we're critiquing your appearance, I think you look much better with hair, sincerely.
Oh, I know that, but much you still don't look at me anymore. I mean, it's, you know.
Yeah, I could go with the bald look. I don't mind.
My mom was happy yesterday. I went to visit my
the
mother.
The worst was the purple mohawk.
It was not the worst. I love that. It was great. Bald wait till next year. Wait till next year.
You have it planned?
Dying it blonde, yeah. Spikes, like Guy Fieri. You look great. Flavortown comes to New York. That's what it's going to be.
That is so great.
Can't wait.
Hey, Joe on the radio. I'm sorry. We're just getting acquainted after. It seems like I've been gone for ever.
News? There any news? No, of course not. By the way, you saw this story, Governor Murphy, right? We were talking about it 2 hours ago. So he's renovating an office in Newark. By the way, conveniently where Senator Bob Menendez has his office, Gateway Plaza, right? Yeah. Steps from New Jersey
Transit. Inexpensive real estate.
$1 million. To renovate this place, to make it the
taxpayer
whatever
money,
it is.
Taxpayer money.
And pay $145,000 a month in rent that you and I are paying for.
What?
Now, correct me if I'm wrong.
How many homeless can you
hold
put?
Hold on. Yeah. So, Christie, when he left office, decided to renovate the governor's mansion, whatever, $300 million, displaces.
Now, remember that? Yeah.
Right,
yeah,
displaces yeah. Murphy down the street in an office or whatever, and the office is in Trenton. You can get anywhere in the state of New Jersey by car in about 2 hours, right?
Well,
I'm just saying, if you're the governor.
You listen to Debbie Duhamel, you can.
But if you're the governor and you have your motorcade, you're driving at 70, 80, 90 miles an hour to get wherever you're going, although Corzine got into that bad accident. But anyway, or you could take the state helicopter, whatever. You can get anywhere in the state of New Jersey in a short period of time.
If you're the governor.
His argument is, well, Cuomo has an office in New York, and it's in New York City, and it's very popular. And he's a governor in Albany. Albany is hours away by car.
Yeah, yeah.
So of course, it makes sense for him to have an office in New York City.
Absolutely.
But you don't see him renovating it at $3 million a pop that taxpayers are footing the bill for. He already has an office in Trenton. Why does he need to spend not in Trenton in Newark? Why does he need to spend another $1 million?
Also, wouldn't it be nice if he went to an area that needed to be refurbished in Newark as opposed to Gateway?
Well, Newark is the biggest city in the state. That's why he
He should be in Newark, but maybe he can go to an area that is a little underserved. And I'm just saying, he could check with Ross Baraka.
It's easy to get to the airport for him, so he can jet off to Germany or Italy.
Don't get me wrong, Gateway's great. That's beautiful.
Yeah, okay,
it's a beautiful development.
We don't need to be footing his bill. And they posted it on NJ.com last night, and all I said was, my comment was, 3 million people of registered voters in the state of New Jersey decided not to come out for the election 2 years ago. This is the guy you voted in. Deal with it.
Yeah.
He's going to get what he wants until you vote
so
him out. And by the way, Christie could actually run again if he wanted to.
Oh!
There's a loophole in the Jersey law. Apparently, if you run for two consecutive terms, you could take a term off and come back and run again.
As long as you take the George Washington Bridge. You can you know what? I don't know. It's going to be I had a great, great chat with with a dear friend at the foundation the other day and about the New Jersey politics coming up in the gubernatorial election. And I hear you. I hear you. I read you online. I know what's going on, but a change is in the wind, and we'll see what happens. But everything you say is
Bridget's watching from Florida. She says,
"Oh, she's the best." Thank you,
and thank you, Bridget.
Thank you for the tie that I wore on television, and that ABC 7 feed was around the country and around the world from New York. And she bought me this beautiful Italian tie.
Really,
it was blue with the Italian colors, and it says Italian American Joe Piscopo on the back, and that was Bridget's tie. Thank you.
You needed
Bridget.
To be reminded Bridget, of that on the tie.
We Bridget you. Was wondering if we're going to post the recipes from the Michaels of Brooklyn
yeah.
finalists.
Well, that, see, she's well, always on
should.
Top of it. You see, a
Michael's
women,
from Michael's account should do it. Right?
No, we'll okay. do, we'll take care of that, and we have other presents. But right now, coming up, talk about great recipes is Super Chef David Burke
oh,
in the
yeah.
studio. Oh yeah, David's in the house, and like Chef Burke coming up 8:19. Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Hi, Debbie.
I don't know about the skinny jeans after, you know, David Burke's and, you know, we're going to be eating, you know, there's going to be so much good food, you know.
He's going to be awesome. Fat jeans. <That's
fine. laughs> Good morning, guys. Let's see what's happening here on the LIE West at Nichols Road. It's an accident being cleared. Watch out for some delays there. We're also seeing delays this morning as you head over to 58th Street here in town between 8th and Broadway closed. Police department activity. Alternate side parking rules suspended today. For religious observance, metered parking rules, they remain in effect. It's kind of busy this morning on the Cross Bronx West, heading right out toward 3rd Avenue. Inbound side of the GWB, we're getting reports of a problem here with an accident on the upper level. About 40 minutes into the upper, a lot better to the lower level. Inbound Lincoln 30, Holland about 30 from the Turnpike, 45 from 1 and 9. Traffic moving slowly, Garden State Parkway North at 161 with an accident on the ramp getting up toward Paramus. And watch out for some slowdowns as well as you head to 18 North right at Route 1 with a crash getting in through New Brunswick. Sunny today, high of 64. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Professor Alan Dershowitz said this about President Trump's call to Ukraine on Kevin McCullough Radio.
It's neither impeachable nor criminal.
That's what the emeritus, the chairman emeritus of Harvard Law School, you know, a slack institution, had to say just moments ago on Kevin McCullough Radio. That's Alan Dershowitz, who is a Democrat.
Newsmakers, join Kevin McCullough Radio weeknights at 5 on AM 970, The Answer, with special airings Wednesdays at 4.
Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillows at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
For a simple refresh to a complete remodel, start with Lowe's, because we've redesigned our entire wall tile selection to bring you the most on-trend and stylish options with hundreds of mosaics, including modern blacks and blues. Marble mosaics start at just $4.98, and our new white wall tile options feature true white color tile starting at just 15 cents. Finish off your project with a new coat of paint and save on top-rated one-coat paints from HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, starting at just $35.98 a gallon. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. U.S. only.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-500-5588. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-500-5588 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-500-5588 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-500-5588.
My goodness. Goodness gracious, what a Tuesday morning. I see the phone calls. David Burke is here with us. I want to tell you about Mike Connors. I love Mike Connors because, first of all, he took care of all my problems. And you worry about your financial legacy, estate, and the health care proxy. I don't know anything about that. Power of attorney. I don't want to hear about that. When I called Lisa over at Connors and Sullivan, I'll give you the number in a second. Here's the second, 718-238-6500. And Bridget was over there to meet me. And then I met Kelly and Rose and Justin and all the great team. Then Beth is there, Mike's wife. And then Mike just knew exactly what I needed to do. It was pretty wild. Oh, I just went in there. I got a couple extra wives. I got the kids. Who's going to get the money? The Mama Luke. If one of the exes starts dating a Mama Luke, the Mama Luke's going to end up with your money. I'm telling you. You there's a Mama Luke clause in this estate plan. I'm telling you. It's called Mama Luke clause. Mike found it. No, I don't. Of course, I just made that up. But all I know is he understood when I said Mama Luke what I was talking about. And today I'll be with Mr. Connors and Beth and Father Paul Bilecki at St. Pat's for a special mass. This is a good man. Mike Connors. And this is where you got to go if you have any concern about nursing home costs, bankruptcy, anything like that, estate planning. Connors and Sullivan. You can get a free initial consultation from Connors and Sullivan. They're in Brooklyn. They're on Staten Island in Manhattan in Queens. And you can get your first consultation, again, free, 718-283-6500, 718-283-6500. And you have to listen to Please Ask the Lawyer with Mike himself, Sunday mornings right here at AM 970, The Answer at 11 a.m., Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on our sister station, AM 570, The Mission. The number for Connors and Sullivan will change your life. Here it is, 718-238-6500.
Did you see what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show? Tune into the show every Tuesday morning, 6 to 10 on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Dave, Chef David Burke's going. He's going to Mike Connors. You're going, David. How are you, man? Listen, I'll tell you, you and me, we're kindred spirits, baby. You may be Route 36. I'm Route 46, but we're kindred spirits, baby. Come on now. Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
Any question? You know, you think your life is so whacked out, you know, and you lay it out like that. You believe how many other people are just like you are. And Mike understands it all. How are you? How are you
doing? I'm doing great. Thank you. Yeah.
You are nonstop.
Doing good. No, I like the weather change.
Yeah, you like it?
Well, I like the seasons because we change menus.
Yeah.
You know, now you got the chill. Even though, what a beautiful few last few weeks. This weekend
was
incredible.
Yesterday, Columbus Day was great.
Oh, goodness.
Did you do a Columbus Day celebration anywhere for the Italians, huh?
I love Columbus. I like holidays like that.
Yeah, you know?
The unexpected. It's kind of a quiet one. And
you always put...
You don't have to get a gift. That's nice.
Oh, you're right. Or wear a costume, really. Yeah, although some people did wear a costume. You know what? What's great about you is when you have a special event, whether it's your 4th of July or something, you always seem to... come up with something. You come up with these. Do you have these visions at night?
Yeah.
Visions at night?
I don't do Columbus Day though for like a dish.
Tony.
But that's a good one. Yeah.
Not that bad idea. Nino Pinto Santa Maria kind of thing.
We can do we can do French toast out of boats. Do that at the Titanic French toast at Orange Lawn.
You did. Why is it called the Titanic French toast?
I opened Smith & Wolensky in Miami Beach on the cut there where the cruise ships come out.
Wow.
I was sitting down writing a brunch menu, and the ships came by with the smokestacks.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'll be damned. And I'm like, I'm going to do a French toast like a ship. And I took a hunk of bread, like a big, you buy it on sliced. Yeah. Had to cut it into a shape, and I put three of those things in it.
Oh, that's great.
Still to this day, we serve.
Oh, my God, I would love it.
Nice. So we just put that on the Orange Lawn, David Burke at Orange Lawn.
There isn't an ice sculpture next to it, right?
No.
It's the ice cream.
No.
Just make a shape.
Good one.
Great line, Al. You get an iceberg next to it. Just kidding. God forbid.
It's called a martini.
That's so funny. That is great.
Yeah, but that's how some stuff comes about. It's very, very interesting how we create menus.
Like you came up with, tell us when you first started with the Brooklyn Bridge thing. Was it the Brooklyn
River
Bridge?
Cafe.
Yeah, and you started looking at the bridge, and then darn if you didn't make that.
You know what? I like to make something for each location that's going to stick with it.
Yeah, yeah.
It gives you, a sense of geography. Like at Orange Lawn, we did the tennis club. So we make these three big donuts, roll them in green sugar, and put them in the tennis canister.
Oh,
you know, the clear canister you buy the balls in?
Yeah, yeah. That's great.
So you take them home.
The South Orange? Is it technically South Orange,
South
New Jersey?
Orange.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. That's beautiful.
It's the Orange Lawn Tennis Club. It's great. And that's our latest venture. And we just opened for brunch. And with the leaves, you're surrounded.
Yeah,
you're in 10 acres.
It was beautiful out there.
It's really nice. Yeah. Oh, that's a nice town.
Yeah, yeah.
Naughty Bar relaunched.
Yeah, I saw some pictures, man. Yeah. And we said, listen, stand at the ready. I want to find out all these places where you're going. We stand at the ready to come bring the band in, whether Naughty Bar or wherever you want to go. And then you got to let me know, because we can pretty much mount it. Now, we're locked in, we're loaded, man. I'm like,
here's what I got for you. I got the ballroom, not the ballroom, but another room at Garden City Hotel. We're going to start a supper club.
Oh,
every 6 weeks, we're going to need something. Anyway, I just spent a weekend out there, a David Burke weekend. The New York City Food and Wine Festival was here in New York. I was out in Garden City doing our own.
I love this idea.
Great.
I love I'll go out, Tony DeSantis, Steve Tyrell.
Whatever, Johnny Russo. You know Johnny Russo?
Who doesn't know Johnny Russo?
Johnny's interested in playing.
Johnny's the best. Yeah, sure.
I saw him up in Saratoga.
Yeah.
Another Saratoga this time of year. This weekend was fabulous with the Leafs. And so that's those are a couple properties. Tavern and Woodpecker continue to do well. And Ventanas, you haven't been yet.
No.
That's well, Friday, we're shooting that thing with McCulloch, Kevin McCulloch.
Yeah, yeah. What is that now? We're doing a...
he's going to set up over there.
Great, great.
And there's a dinner, et cetera,
and a broadcast from Ventanas in Fort Lee.
It starts at 3 in the afternoon, and then there's a dinner
with Kevin
six.
McCulloch, great.
And that should be fun. And then we're starting to dip our pen into consulting on a French restaurant here in New York.
Oh.
The Bowery called now, Mr. French.
Now, we know each other well enough, yep. And I love you, man. Jersey guy to Jersey guy. And now you're internationally renowned. You're going
ever
to...
since I got on the show.
Yeah, well, you know, it's just, I have to tell you. Yeah, no, I mean, I think I see a big David Burke resurgence since you've been on the show.
I can't even get a day off.
I'm sorry about that, but it's happened. Listen, you really are. You're like, you just exploded until you're everywhere. I mean, everywhere. Everybody knows you and loves you. And plus, you keep everything fresh, David. You keep everything
that's
fresh.
That's a good thank you. That's
very, you always come up with something nice, something cute. Did you see that my kids love going to your restaurant?
Yep.
And then you came up with the cake pop.
Yeah,
the, 1992. Starbucks stole that idea, Cole.
100%.
You know, and you came up with that cake pot idea, and my kid Charlie, 8 years old, goes, David Burke invented that.
Yeah.
Just, I swear to God, on the Parkway, I go at the rest stop, I see Starbucks, there's a David Burke, but God forbid, you know. But what do we do? What do we do? There's another event. I don't want to mention the city because I know you got everybody pulling at you and your investors to open because everything you touch is gold at this point, David Burke. Let's do something in Jersey. Can we do the supper club's easy? That's easy. I want to do Episcopo's brewery. Episcopo's, but my nephews are killers. My nephews cook like you would be so proud of these kids. And one's a lawyer, one's an engineer. Yeah. They cook like professionals. I said I'm getting David together with my nephew.
Yeah, yeah.
This is completely nepotism. This is completely family.
You know, there's something in the works out in the Princeton area. I told you about it. It's a couple years away.
Come on.
That would be an idea to start talking. You and I should talk about it. Yeah.
All right. We can sit. I'll bring my nephews. Can
West
I do
Windsor.
Can I bring the family in? I'm really totally snoring here. This is great. Can I do that?
But,
is that right to do this, Frankie? Am I allowed? Is there an FCC?
Your show.
Is it payola? Is it like
Only if
foodola or something?
I think it is foodola.
The interesting thing is if it's Episcopo Brewery, he thinks I'm going to cover it on my show because he doesn't follow me on Twitter. I don't know. Maybe I got to slip by the wayside.
Yeah.
No.
Al, you have to come in. It could be a Cthulhu brewery. That's not a bad idea, actually.
No,
you know?
No.
Come on. We could do anything over there.
It'd be a brew school.
Brew school.
Oh, look at this. We're creating on the show. You see when you come here, David, how we just...
As long as Murphy's not governor, he might put a kibosh to it. You never know. He should be promoting the beer industry as opposed to Cuomo.
He's my new neighbor. So.
Is he really?
Well, I'm looking.
Wait.
For a place.
Look at you.
We love that office in New York now. It's great.
Wait, who's on the other side? Bon Jovi, David? We're here in the studio. Do you see a new studio? I got these lights that burn. The light from 1958.
Show them a picture of your hotel room, Joe, and then we'll see who's really struggling.
I'm
in the carriage house.
David and Joe, I'm on your show, and we'll talk about doing all these deals. I'm moving next door to down there where the governor lives, and like that's a beautiful area.
Well, that's where Seabright is.
Oh,
but he's I think I'm not sure exactly where his home is, but I think it's they call Monmouth Woods or Locust or somewhere, a Navasink area. But
gorgeous.
That whole area, my career started in Navasink Country.
Yes, you know what?
Tomaj Ray's in Rumson.
Geraldo knows you, man, because Geraldo was down in the area at the time. Bruce Springsteen.
Sure.
Was down there and all these cats, man. So you're going into some real estate there, buddy, huh?
That's for me.
Look here.
And I've been on.
Yeah.
It's just home.
You know what I have to say, and you know I'm joking because what's great about it?
Oh yeah.
Where were you brought up? You were brought up like 2 minutes away.
Yeah, yeah.
2 minutes away down Route 36.
Well, 6 miles.
Yeah. So right there. So look at you.
You know, I drive down 36 now. You got the bait and tackle. You know, it's just.
Come on, it's great.
You'll see it, but then once you hit.
Middletown?
The Atlantic Highlands and the Highlands. Now, the storm had something to do with it, but so did the ferries. The people that can get in and out of the city easier.
It's a great area.
A lot of people
all those towns
moved down
that way. Being turned around.
Yeah.
I mean, Seabright's always been nice because it's on the ocean, but now the houses are lifted up. They're calling it East Rumson now. The realtors.
No.
Rumson East.
Bedford?
That's great.
Bedford is
Belford.
Up.
Belford.
Yep. Belford, yeah.
So, David, give us a take on what you have. Tavern in Midtown. which
David
is
Burke Tavern on 62nd. Yep.
Great team. Great.
And we've got, you know, that
Woodpecker's still jumping, man. That is such a hit place. We love the Woodpecker.
We're waiting to do a bar underneath Woodpecker with the partners there called it's under a jewelry store, and it's called The Jewel Thief.
Oh, that's great.
And that's, we're going to do the food. That's going
to be. Do you have to break in to get in? I know that'd be great.
No, you got
to
break. You got to break out.
Yeah. Once you get in there, how do you figure to get out? It's actually a great idea.
Yeah, it's a great name. And that's what some guys. And I know. And good company.
And Iggy Giuffre tells me about Long Island, your property out there. Sensational.
I tell you, Garden City Hotel is amongst the better hotels I've ever been in. Really great. I spent the whole weekend there. We did a cooking class and a wine dinner and another dinner and a brunch.
Look at you.
And the setting out there is nice. The service is when you walk in the door, you know, it tells me when you walk in the door, they know your name. I know they know me, but they do it to everybody. They know you.
Yeah, no, I heard Iggy said it's spectacular.
And, Naughty Bar and David Burke, the Drift House is still holding its own, even though summer's over, on the beach.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Hey.
Naughty Bar is a local hangout.
Yeah.
And that's inexpensive. And, Orange Lawn and Ventanas, and then we're up in Saratoga.
Cool.
And Saratoga has continued through the summer up until now to be completely busy due to the branding and the momentum.
And when and you're with
and Mr. French is next.
Mr. French? Who's that?
Something down on the Bowery. It's a little French lounge and small plates. Kind
God. Of. And then when you go, if I may, we'll sit with respect and just transparency on the radio. We'll sit down. Maybe I'll bring my nephews. We talk.
Oh, yeah.
I want to do something in Jersey. I always wanted to have like a place in Jersey. Like a, I don't know what. Is it a brewery? Is it a pizza place? I'm not sure what it is.
Got to be casual because you want the kids.
Yeah.
Further away from
family
New York,
oriented. Yeah.
The more casual.
Yeah.
Where the families are.
I would love
to. But listen, kids are eating.
Yeah.
And people are drinking in Jersey now because of Uber. So the business model in Jersey has changed since.
Interesting.
Like Ventanas, you'll get 6-8 people that come to dinner. They all Uber or Lyft because they know they're drinking.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't want to drive. Same as so you're getting more people on a Wednesday and a Thursday.
Cool.
As opposed to always on the weekend.
Kevin McCullough of Ventanas.
Friday afternoon, 3 to 5.
Three
on
to
the
five.
Radio.
Oh.
You want to see what it looks like to do live radio.
Yeah.
And then there's a chef table, which I think is sold out.
Now Kevin's going to be there. They got to hide that bourbon bottle, baby. Watch it there.
Oh, yeah?
Right, I'll tell you what. That's going to be a lot of fun.
We got Breckenridge bourbon.
Is that right? Look at you.
Well, we run a restaurant out. If you go to Colorado, Aspen, Breckenridge, we do the restaurant in the distillery, which is run by Whitey, my guy I grew up with, the chef, Richard Whitey Cowan. Him and I worked in high school together.
Yeah.
We were cutting croutons together.
I want to be there in Colorado with you guys. That's where I want. Al, we got to make a trip to that one.
I think so. A lot of good breweries out there, too.
There's a lot of breweries. You know, there's a brewery in Atlanta Commons called Carton doing great stuff.
Chef
Carton makes, Augie Carton makes fantastic beers. He's a great guy. Awesome. Makes good stuff.
Chef David Burke online, by the way. You check it out. And it's fun to read online because every celebrity, everybody's anybody drops in and you post all that stuff. Chef David Burke, you check it out. David, I'll tell you, man, I know you're a legend. You always were. But when you came here, we like to think we sprinkled a little more gold dust on you, man. You just explode. Very proud to know you, brother.
Like,
Jersey boy from Route 36 in Hazlitt. God bless you, man. Come on now. That's the man
good
right
to see
there.
You guys.
You too. All David Burke, that's our man right there. Chef David Burke. Google that. You've got to check out one of this man's spectacular restaurants. Yep, 8:37. Right now we're going to go to the news with Big Al Gattulo. He has the headline news just for you right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
51 degrees at 8:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Students across Morris County getting an app that will let them identify problems affecting schools in a snap. The Morris County Prosecutor's Office says the free app called RSVP3, Morris County-NJ, has been launched. Both school staffers and students alike can use the app to report threats to school safety, as well as things like harassment, violence, substance abuse, and bullying. Officials say tips delivered through the app will be monitored daily and around the clock. Today, NASA will unveil the spacesuits that will be worn by the first woman and the next man to walk on the moon. NASA's Artemis mission plans to return to the moon by 2024, and two new spacesuits are needed for the trip. Astronauts will wear one for launch and reentry aboard the Orion spacecraft. The other is the suit that will be worn by the crew members as they walk on the lunar surface. In sports, Yankees and Astros resume the ALCS this afternoon in the Bronx. It's game three of the best of seven series. It's tied at one game apiece. Nationals shut down the Cardinals 8-1 in game three of the NLCS in D.C. Washington leads that one 3-0. Islanders rallied to beat the Blues in overtime 3-2. Devils still winless after getting outgunned 6-4 by the Panthers in Newark. Monday Night Football, it was the Packers over the Lions 23-22. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. There was a serious head-on collision on Route 6 up by 293 in Woodbury. So you have an ongoing investigation here. It looks like the westbound side completely closed. 84 east out past the Newburgh Beacon Bridge by exit 11 in Beacon. An accident there. And it's kind of busy on the southbound thruway, Spring Valley, down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Inbound side of the GWB, an accident on the upper level just cleared away. Still about 40 minutes into the upper, better to the lower level. The inbound side of the Lincoln, that's about 35. Holland, about 35 to 40 from 1 and 9. But it's going to be better for you from the Turnpike approach. Garden State Parkway North at 161, accident on the ramp. Belt Parkway eastbound out by Bay Parkway, an accident there as well. Remember, alternate side parking rules are suspended for religious observance. Metered parking rules remain in effect. It's still very busy this morning on the Deegan southbound as you head down toward the 230s and getting down toward the Cross Bronx Expressway. Traffic is still moving slowly as well on 18 North, getting into Route 1 in New Brunswick with an accident just about cleared. Partly sunny today, a high of 64. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Walgreens. Hello, Saver. Get Medicare Part D copays for as low as $0 when you choose a plan with Walgreens as your preferred pharmacy. $0 copay on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as your preferred pharmacy.
Only a phone call away. Balance of Nature. Did you go on the Balance of Nature train yet? Balance of Nature. David, we love you, man. Thank you very much. We're going to do. We're gonna take Balance of Nature to David Burke restaurants. We should do that, you know? And order your Balance of Nature. I am, you know... I don't know how else to tell you. When I tell you something, and I tell you, here's something that would make your life better, I tell you from my heart, because I can't, I'm not capable of doing anything else than that. Speak very organically. So when I find Balance of Nature, and I'm in my glory when I find something, I'll use the word supplement, but this is so much more than a supplement. This is actually like eating fruits and vegetables in capsule form. That's what Balance of Nature is. I'm so excited about this. And then when it's along the guidelines of something that I've followed since I had cancer way back in 1981, I followed this. Fruits and vegetables, antioxidants, fighting free radicals. That's been in my mind. That's why I started working out. All of that came out of the cancer scare. Grace of God, 10 years after 8190, they gave me a cure rate, right? Cedars-Sinai. But you're always, always looking over your shoulder, and you're always doing what's best. You want to put the best things in your body. I was taking vitamins. You know what I was doing with those vitamins? Nothing. That was eliminating those vitamins. Those vitamins were synthetic. How did I find this out? Dr. Douglas Howard. And now you have a chance. I'm going to give you a great deal here, and you will get to take the Dr. Howard's Health Challenge. They have a health coach over there at Balance of Nature when you call 800-246-8751. You got to at least, I think you owe it to yourself, and I say this with love to you for listening and for watching here this morning, that you owe it to yourself to at least try Balance of Nature. It is that good. It is that vital for your well-being. You can get a 35% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. The offer is going to end soon. Don't wait. Take the Dr. Howard Health Challenge, please. 800-246-8751. If you want to go online, it's very easy. Balanceofnature.com. Balanceofnature.com. Please use the discount code, The Answer.
Hi there. I'm Valerie Smaldone. I have a show that gives you a break from politics because it's something completely different. It's a show like no other in New York, a show about theater and food, nightlife, and the city. It's called Bagels and Broadway, and it airs every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. Conversations with celebrities and producers, chefs and food innovators, and the fascinating people behind the scenes. You can listen on the radio, online, Alexa, and podcast. Bagels and Broadway with Valerie Smaldone, Saturday morning at 9.
Fall is here, and with the leaves changing, it may feel like there's no time to get any lingering home projects done before the holidays. Luckily, Home Advisor can give you a hand. From minor repairs to major remodels, Home Advisor connects you with top-rated pros in seconds. Read reviews from your neighbors, request quotes, and check the project cost guide to see what others paid for similar projects. Home Advisor makes it easy to get your projects done now before the holiday rush. To find the right pro at a fair price, go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app.
me. Balance of nature is in my hands. La, 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 la. So this is what Frankie V brings in. My balance of nature. Going to Italy with me. I'm excited. Okay.
All right, Charles. Could you read the spot, please?
Charles!
I mean, really.
What was Charles' catchphrase again? Come on, somebody remember.
Cucaracha.
No.
Something. Who knows? Whatever. Come on. We're running out of time. Let's
Hey. I'll tell you, we're all right now. Thank you, Frankie V. Can I tell you about, by the way, buying diamonds? When I wanted to cross from my little Charlie, what do I go? Parry and Sons. I call Maria at Parry and Sons. Right? I said, I need a little cross, diamond cross for Charlie for her first Holy Communion. I don't want it to be gaudy. I just want it to be nice quality diamond. Boom! I get an email back. I get a picture. I get an authentication of how good the diamond is. I didn't even know you could do that with a diamond. When you want to buy a diamond, whether it's a little cross for your kid for the Holy Communion or something, or whether it's an engagement ring, nobody can walk you through the four C's when they buy a diamond, the color and the cut and the character of a diamond better than Parry and Sons. They're just so easy to work with. Glenn Parry and Maria, Debbie, and Katie over there on Franklin Avenue, Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. They'll walk you through everything. Plus, you got to check out the designer jewelry that they have over there. At this time, I got to tell you, I'm looking here to make sure that I have all the facts right, because when you go over there, you can get diamonds, watches, get your watches repaired. It's a real jewelry store. Remember, they used to do real jewelry stores? 98 years they've been there. And the time has come for Glenn and Maria to retire. So this is big news. But first, they must liquidate, okay, over $5 million of fine jewelry. $5 million. Everything. I'm telling you, everything at Parry & Sons has been discounted up to 70%. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding? Parry & Sons, they've always been known for superior quality. And this week, you can buy the jewelry and watches of your dreams up to 70% off. Nothing is being held back. Parry & Sons, $5 million. Going out of business sale going on now. They've been there almost 100 years. Now is the time to go to Parry & Sons, 832 Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey.
They do have faces for radio, but you can still watch the Joe Piscopo Show now on Facebook or YouTube, am970theanswer.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Coochie, coochie. Coochie Coochie, that's what it was. Thank you, Al. Thank you. Coochie Coochie. Remember, she did a song, a Coochie Coochie
yeah.
song? Wow.
This is Charo and the Salsiful Orchestra.
Oh. So, remember she was like on TV all the time.
She was on The Love Boat.
Yeah, The Love Boat, right.
You used to see The Love Boat, and they used to, the cast of Appearance of Stars, and Charles usually was one of them.
Mike, we're going to look for Mike Al. Is he okay? I don't know, he had a little cold. Is he going to be okay,
yeah,
Mike?
Yeah, he said as of yesterday he was 50-50 whether he was coming in today.
I could listen to Mike.
But I think he's here.
Okay, great, because he's a great broadcaster, and a day without Mike Gallagher is a day lost, because he's great. But I have to tell you,
he's not feeling good. You're going to have to, he's...
Listen, I got balance of nature. I just have to give him some extra balance of nature. Frankie Volpe is our sales guy I told you about. Frankie V was over and above yesterday. I asked him to stay in the studio. This is a gentleman to my right, Mr. Bloomberg over here. He was a big shot Bloomberg radio guy. Jerry Crowley gets him in here. He's with us minions here at AM 970. There he is. A nice. Now, the fact that he's Italian has absolutely nothing to do with it, because we needed one more Italian in the control room here, So, Frankie, he brings the... when I was going to do the parade, and I said, okay, let's go to the Columbus Citizens Foundation. This is dear to my heart. This is my mission and my purpose, to help the Italian-American cause, as it were. And, Frank, I have to tell you, thank you on the air. Thanks for bringing... You went to Angela Vivolo in a matter of hours. Boom! You had them on the air. J.R.T. Rulli. Jody Police, it was great.
Angelo gets it. He understands what you do for him is tremendous.
The mission and the purpose. So not enough. So I got to tell the guys, you came in, you were there at the foundation before the broadcast, buddy. Mm-hmm. You were there before the broadcast. Yeah, they were there with us in that beautiful, beautiful townhouse there.
Tremendous.
Charles came over, so I appreciate that. And then Frankie, it's at the end, I talked to Frankie Morano. At the end of the whole parade, now don't forget, 4 hours on the radio, 3 hours on TV, they do the parade. The parade's still going. It's crazy. And you, Frankie Volpe, still there in the stands coming over. Yeah. And it wasn't that you couldn't escape because it was so crowded.
It's a lot of pride. I mean, it was tremendous. It was tremendous to see all the pride and all the people that came out.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah. It was one. It looked like one of the most successful
parades. Very good.
And you were there looking handsome and ever. The tuxedo Saturday night. How great was that, man? With
and
Steve
Perrell.
You
never know if the tuxedo is going to fit. Yeah. You pull that tuxedo out, it's a surprise.
You look great, man. And thank you. And thanks for getting Steve Perillo there.
Yes.
And you got Daniela there from Durasan.
Yeah.
And you had that table right up in the center.
It was great.
Frankie V, great. Good job, well done.
Had great time.
And con molto rispetto in Italia.
Keep us in mind when you're working in the Bloomberg White House.
Yeah. Oh, look out now. Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads. Mike Gallagher's coming up in a minute. 8:48, Debbie's on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. How you, Debbie?
Hi, Joe. Hi, Frank. Let's see what's happening here on 84 eastbound, exit 11. An accident over in Beacon. Problems on 6 over at 293 in Woodbury. A head-on collision being investigated. Southbound Thruway, busy Spring Valley in toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Inbound GWB down to 20. The outbound GWB construction on both levels. Lincoln 35 in. Holland still 45 to 50 minutes in from 1 and 9. A little bit better from the New Jersey Turnpike. Traffic is still moving solely on 18 northbound, getting up toward Route 1, getting into New Brunswick because of some earlier problems. And on the Garden State Parkway north at 161, an accident cleared. Westbound belt at Bay Parkway, they're just wrapping up some earlier problems there. And traffic is still moving pretty slowly on the eastbound Gowanus, heading up and out toward the Prospect. Watch out for slowdowns on the Cross Island northbound, getting up toward the LIE. And the Harlem River Drive southbound, still stop and go 140s down through the 130s. Alternate side parking rules are suspended for religious observance. Metered parking rules in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
There's a common assumption about identity theft. Larry Elder here. A lot of people believe it's just credit card fraud, but credit card fraud isn't the only form of identity theft. If you're just helping protect your identity by monitoring your credit and checking your bank accounts, you could miss some forms of identity theft, like your information being sold on the dark web, or even someone charging your address without your authorization. Good thing there's LifeLock. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect and alert you to a wide range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, one of their U.S.-based restoration specialists will work to fix it. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but with LifeLock, they can help you see threats you might otherwise miss by just monitoring your credit. Join now and get an additional 10% off your first year by using promo code ELDER. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com. Use promo code ELDER. That's ELDER for an extra 10% off. LifeLock.com. That's 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com and use promo code ELDER.
National competition for your business is eating away at your customer base.
Like digital marketing minions swallowing your customers one by one.
You need Salem Surround. When a customer does a search, they need to find your business, not the competition. Your contact information needs to be accurate and all over the web. You need the right tools to turn visitors into leads. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Joe on the radio, 8:51 right now. So
when I put these on, I can't hear you.
You can't hear me?
Time.
So I can't irritate you?
Right.
So I'm making funny,
wasting
annoying
material noises.
Wasting
material.
Wasting material.
Wasting.
All right. Now you can hear me, right? What are my joys?
My skinny jeans
joys
are getting tighter.
Let me tell you about Jody Police, kind enough to join us yesterday on the radio. Great. She is the head of JRT Realty Group, a founder and CEO of JRT Realty Group, the nation's largest certified woman-owned full-service commercial real estate services firm. How cool is that? And no matter what your commercial real estate needs are, whether it's finding a new office, warehouse space, purchasing a building, come on, expanding your retail presence across the five boroughs, Frankie, or even finding a production studio for your creative side, the team at JRT stand ready to assist you.
Jody was born and raised Staten Island, boys. Jody Police, she knows the unique challenges facing companies looking to expand their footprint today. What it takes to get your foot in the door of the age-old boys club if you are a woman or you are a minority. Jody is set to receive a prestigious award, the Real Estate Board of New York's Lifetime Achievement Award in January. This is huge. This is a gal from Staten Island that really has taken this on, and it is very, very exciting to tell you about JRT Realty Group. Your business is in highly professional hands with JRT. Here's how you can get in touch with JRT Realty Group, 212-445-1200, 212-445-1200, or start here, please, JRTRealty.com.
The Joe Piscopo Show, streaming live right now on Facebook and YouTube. Or tune in at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
I'm going to take...
keep doing this to annoy me?
Yes, I like annoying you. But you see what I do? Watch how... This is going to drive people crazy, how anal I am. See my big fruits and vegetables for Balance of Nature? I put them in my road trips. My little travel bag. I've filled them all up, and I'll be good to go to Italy.
Yeah, drop them all over the floor. That's it. Why don't you put them in with all the pins and needles that you got in there for your jacket? Yeah. You can't even fit them. Look, he's just trying to jam them in.
I'm taking Balance of Nature to Italy with me, man. You all set to go, Frankie? You all set to go?
I haven't prepared anything.
I don't even know what time I... nothing at all.
Not a thing.
Like clothes. Packing?
No. That's something I will do Saturday afternoon.
Saturday afternoon?
Really?
Your flight is Saturday afternoon.
Saturday night.
Good. Not like what are you doing?
My Balance of Nature.
I am a professional procrastinator. My wife bought me this charger, so that apparently there's different chargers out there.
Sorry.
You know, so
go ahead. You can finish your sentence. I was just trying to signal him that weather is ready. That's all
right.
What charger did you get now?
Apparently the charging is all different there. So
God,
you have to get
thank you for reminding me. Thank you for reminding me.
I didn't know. I mean,
no, it is. It's a whole different thing. They make it, but they make it where you could just boom, put something in. It's okay.
Yeah.
You got to get an adapter to switch
to
220 volt.
That's the extent of my preparation.
All right. So Mike didn't call in, so now I'm a little worried.
He's not feeling well.
He's sick.
He's a friend. He's family. I worry. He's okay. A little cold?
Maybe.
Okay. All right. Joe, you're feeling good. Joe Lundberg?
I'm feeling fine, but Mike's not well.
Well, we're going to start a rumor. We're going to start a rumor.
I think he's just faking the cold because he forgot about a lunch date we had yesterday. I'm sitting there at the restaurant.
No.
And he said,
no,
I'm sick.
He stood you up.
So now he's selling it.
Okay. All right. Hey, Joey Lundberg, you gave us a great Columbus Day yesterday. Thank you for that. How are we doing for the rest of today? It's going to be rainy. We're down at the White House tomorrow. Rain in Washington. Give us the breakdown, if you would, Joe Lundberg.
Today is sunny and nice. Not as warm as yesterday, but mid-60s. So it's an A-okay day. Tomorrow, not so nice. This storm's going to come right up the coast, and it's going to just slap us with a lot of wind and rain tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night in particular. Could be some flooding around the area. Could be some slick travel conditions. Temperatures tomorrow, mid to upper 60s, and behind it, just a windy day with clouds and some sunny breaks on Thursday and a high in the upper 50s. Going to D.C. tomorrow, yeah, it's going to rain there, too.
Okay.
Most of that's probably over by late afternoon.
All right. Oh, that sounds good. That's perfect. Thank you, Joe Lundberg. Always appreciate it. Great job, always. Joe Lundberg.
Safe travels. I worry about you, you know?
Yeah, I know. Thank you. Somebody has to, Joe. Thank you. 856, Joe. Thank you. Hey, by the way, tomorrow we will be at the White House. They're welcoming the Italian president, Mattarella, and he will be down there. It will be, I imagine, in the East Room if it's going to rain, wherever it is. And I'll be down there. Joe Borelli will be there. Arthur Idala will be there. I'll be with my son, Joey. And just a shout out to the White House for acknowledging the Italian Americans, because we never, you don't hear about it. And not during the last 8 years, the 8 years prior to that. I mean, Ronald Reagan was the one. I remember watching Ronald Reagan once, and what's the representative, Pete Domenici, remember him?
Yeah.
I remember just that he pointed somebody, he acknowledged somebody, and I remember thinking as a kid, you know, as an SNL, whatever I was in my 20s, thinking, hey, President Reagan mentioned an Italian name. I remember as an Italian kid thinking, that is nice. And then when he put Antonin Scalia on the court, politics aside, it was an Italian-American, man, and President Reagan was true to that. This president understands the Italian-American community, and we appreciate that very much. So just a shout-out to the White House for having this whole, it's an Italian-American event at the White House, and I'm going to be just one of many, you know, I'll be a fly on the wall, but I'm going out of respect and appreciation to President Trump for acknowledging the Italian-American community.
You'll have a good time, then.
Yeah, well, we're going to go, and be with Joey, I'm looking
looking forward to seeing my
boy George.
Now, listen, when we come back, this is a vital story. And Frankie booked this, so I got to give Frankie Five Bros all the credit. Councilman Fernando Cabrera, everybody knows the councilman. He's Democratic city councilman from the Bronx. He just announced a Democratic primary challenge to Representative Ocasio-Cortez. Breaking news here on the Piscopo Show. This is huge. And he will be joining us live, Councilman Fernando Cabrera. This is a man, in my mind, that could, boom, take out AOC in a second. It's a Democratic primary, so anything could happen. But this is a big story, and we'll address it when we come back, all right? And Patrick Cullen, we love Pat Cullen, president of the New York State Supreme Court Officers Association. He has a show on the station, and we're going to be talking about security in the courtroom supporting law enforcement, which we back. And it was great to see the NYPD in all its glory yesterday at the parade. They looked so, I was just so proud to see Commissioner Jimmy O'Neill out there leading the NYPD, Commissioner Dan Nigro leading the FDNY. So proud to be working in the greatest city in the world. And I know, in the greatest country in the world, the United States of America. It's Piscopo in the morning. We're coming right back.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.